You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
You were in an accident. I saved your life by bringing you here. I focused on being prepared.
Where are we?
Underneath my farmhouse. I knew this day would come. It's not safe out there. Something's coming.
10 Cloverfield Lane, in cinemas from March 10.
Welcome to the Crespo.
All right, bonus episode. Here we go. This is our 10 Cloverfield Lane spoiler bonus episode. You can already listen to episode 166, which we had a very spoiler-free, very basic conversation about that movie. But now we're going to use this bonus episode to really get into it, talk about the details of the story, what makes it a Cloverfield movie, etc., etc. I am your host, Chris Creswell. How's it going? Thank you very much. I'm even holding my hand up as if to stop you from clapping. Why did I do that?
I don't know.
It's not even a visual podcast.
It's not.
It's totally auditory.
No, it's okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We could get cameras in here, and then that could be a joke. Or for now, it's just for you.
We can get cameras in here, so what? One person can watch us talk live?
I would guarantee you a live audience of about...
Six?
12. 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Based on the download numbers, how quickly some people download? Yeah,
12.
I'm willing to bet there are 12 people that'll be willing to listen to it live. Hasn't happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Why? I don't know. To see all the things that we cut out, all the things that we edit out of the show.
We edit stuff out of the show?
I don't edit a goddamn thing out of the show.
And you might rearrange some stuff, but that's about it.
On occasion, but otherwise, warts and all, it's all going out there. Hey, that's my co-host, Drew's a cockroach drawer. It's like, going Drew with the polite applause as well.
Aw, thanks.
So we saw a 10 in Cloverfield Lane.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. And, we liked it?
Yeah, it was good.
It was good?
Mm-hmm.
How much did you like it?
On a scale, I mean,
like a 1 to 10. Give me a quick 1 to 10.
A 1 to 10, probably somewhere around like a 7.
That's where I put it. I go about 7. Maybe like a 7.25. I wouldn't quite go 7.5.
Okay.
But I would like to get a little more distance from the 6s.
Okay. Okay.
Because I did enjoy it quite a bit. I thought it was really cool. Like, it's a fun, just like tight genre movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess we'll just start talking about the story. How did the movie start? It started with her leaving.
Well, yeah, she leaves her significant
husband.
Other.
I think it was her husband because she left a wedding ring.
Well, she left a ring.
It could have been an engagement ring.
Could have been whatever.
Could have been a promise ring.
Could have been.
Like I promise my pledge my virginity to you until we get married. You and I are living together.
Yeah, and we're probably in our 30s.
And we're probably in our early 30s at the least. She leaves her husband / boyfriend / pledge lover, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Who
you never see.
We never see Ben, but you hear Ben because he calls on a speaker. He calls and she puts him on speakerphone for a minute.
And doesn't say anything.
Yeah, and he's like, please come back, baby.
Listen, we can work this out.
We can work this out. And then she just hangs up.
Yep.
You know who Ben is?
Yeah. Who's Ben?
It's in the IMDb, which is funny. It's kind of like, oh, this is almost a spoiler. I don't know. It's not right on IMDb. Bradley Cooper is the voice of Ben.
Oh, really? All right. Good job, B. Coop.
That's super funny. They got Academy Award winner Bradley Cooper in there. He won, right? car accident.
Crash.
She wakes up in the bunker.
Yeah, well, in the beginning, she doesn't know... She doesn't really know what it is in the beginning.
She wakes up in a creepy room.
And the only reason why you know what it is is because you've seen a trailer.
Yeah, I would like to talk about that. So, like, she wakes up in a bunker, and she's chained up to the wall.
Yep, with a leg brace on.
With a leg brace on.
In her underwear.
And, like, she looks across the room, and she sees, like, her phone in a bag and stuff, and she's, like, you know, it's very tense, and she's hooked up to an IV thing.
Yeah. So you can tell she's freaking out.
Yeah, she's freaking out. She's trying to use the IV pole thing to grab her stuff from the other side of the very creepy, bare room. And it is all done very well, and it's very tense. But because of the marketing, we know she's in a bunker. We know John Goodman. We know at some point she's going to be sitting at a table playing board games with John Goodman and some other dude.
Mm-hmm.
So as like tense as it is, it only really works if you haven't seen the marketing.
Correct.
Which is...
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, I mean, they need the marketing to get people to know that the movie even exists, that it's out there.
Yes.
You know, like, Midnight Special is about to come out this weekend. Mm-hmm. That thing's not going to make any money.
No.
Because there's no... They only put $20 million of marketing into it, so there's, like, no trailers in front of movies. No. I haven't even seen any TV commercials yet.
No.
So, that sucks. But... This one, they put a bunch of money into the marketing. They even had a Super Bowl trailer.
Yeah.
A minute-long Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah.
It's like $5, $8 million right there. To get that time.
That's a wreck.
So, it's like the beginning is tense and well done, but... I kind of wish I could have seen it without any, like, without knowing.
Well, then it would have been a lot more tense.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm like, oh shit, what's like, this guy's walking around with a gun and he's like claiming that the world is,
yeah,
is destroyed, that the attack just happened to happen when she got into that car accident or anything. And, but you know, because we've seen the marketing, we know that she, they sort of get along. It took a minute.
Kinda, yeah.
There's a lot going
on. I mean, there's some nonsense, you know. She obviously in the beginning she doesn't believe him.
Right.
She thinks he's this.
It's very incredulous.
Yeah. She thinks he's this weirdo who fucking kidnapped her.
Yeah.
And is either going to murder and or rape her. And
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
those are the options. Option A or B.
And then all of a sudden, there's this other guy.
Yeah. That's what throws the initial wrench in.
Yeah, it's like, hey, other guy.
Hey, other guy, and he's like...
And he's like, no, this guy's cool, you know, a little bit of a lunatic, probably. He built the fucking bunker.
But, when, like, she asked him, like, oh, did you break your arm trying to escape? And he's like, I broke my arm fighting my way in. And he explains that he was hired to help build the bunker. That's why he even knew about it.
Yeah.
And then he describes, like, some sort of attack to her. The red flash... And that's what made him like head for the bunker, and that starts giving credence to this whole thing. Oh, maybe there is something really going on outside. Yeah. I think that's when I was like, well, you know, from the marketing, again, going back to the marketing.
I mean, you knew something was going on outside. What exactly?
Not sure what, but because of the shot of like the house with a giant light behind it,
mm-hmm.
I immediately thought aliens. I was like, that's a giant light like that. That's got to be like a spaceship or a giant War of the Worlds contraption type of thing. I'm going aliens. Spoiler alert.
Aliens.
It's a spoiler episode.
Yeah.
It was aliens.
Yeah.
Which is, I thought that was... how about you? When you were watching the movie, what were you thinking what could be the possible...
Well, I mean, I knew it was Cloverfield related.
Yes.
So I know there is going to be some sort of extraterrestrial creature.
Okay.
Or creatures.
Some sort of creature. So you're expecting creatures of some sort. Creature or creatures.
Which we got.
I was expecting that too. Yeah, we did get an alien. A weird alien.
Yeah, thing. I got a weird... some sort of weird biological flying spaceship thing. Because it had a mouth.
It did have a mouth, didn't it? Yeah.
And it was all fleshy.
When he was pulling the car into it, it was like trying to eat it. But it was also a spaceship.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
That was weird. And the
thing, it had the little word weird worm dog thing.
Yeah, they had the worm dog thing that was like running around on the ground. That thing was creepy. Except that, you know, obviously they shut it out at night too so that they could hide.
Well, no, exactly.
But
that's kind of the way the Cloverfield thing goes, though, you know? At least with the first one. Like, you didn't see a pullback of the entire creature until pretty much the end of the movie.
The very end, yeah, when they're in the helicopter and you look down, then you see a wide shot of the monster. Yeah, you very rarely see the monster in full frame. That's true.
Worm dog, you never saw the whole monster in full frame.
Not in, maybe in like wide shots when it was like really far away, but then it was dark and it was kind of hard to see. And it's like, oh shit, is it looking this way? Because it's also so weirdly shaped. It's like, is it even pointing in her direction? Because it's kind of...
I don't know.
Because it was so...
But it knows. Odd-looking.
Yeah, and then it went right after. That was crazy. But we jumped all the way to the end. So at first he's like, there was a red flash, I fought my way in.
Yep.
And John Goodman's like, it could have been nuclear, it could be chemical, I don't know. But I do know that we got to stay out here for a year, maybe two.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty shitty thing to hear if you're just like in a car accident and then like some big guy with a gun is like, we gotta be here for a couple years.
Yeah.
It's pretty brutal. Now that whole section of the movie I thought though was well done.
Well, yeah, the whole... Where they're all like kind of like this little family for a little bit, where, you know, they're all hanging out and reading and watching stuff together.
They make
a go
of it for a few days.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I think probably a little bit longer than a few days.
I think
days.
It was more than a few days, couple of weeks maybe, a few weeks of them putting together a puzzle as a group and playing games and watching. He's got all the VHSs and the DVDs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then she finds that room on the side where she has to, like, fix the air.
Well, no, exactly, because all of a sudden the air filtration goes down, and, you know, John Goodman, in his head, he's like, all right, well, it was either chemical or nuclear fallout outside, so we have to...
keep the air filtered.
Keep the air filtered, so only one of us can get up there.
And it's the skinny girl.
And that's got to be you, skinny girl.
You, skinny girl.
So she
climbs through the vents. Yeah. And that becomes important later, because that's how she ends up getting out. No. She climbs through the vents, and then she finds that room where she fixes the thing, and then she sees on the window...
She sees a window!
Yeah, you see again in the trailer. She sees the window where it says help scratched into it. So this is where she discovers it at that point.
Yes.
And then she finds the earring.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it turns out that was some girl that John Goodman, the Howard character, kidnapped.
Well, in the beginning, Howard shows her a picture
of Megan.
Yeah, and he's like, this is my daughter.
This is my daughter.
And
he's been taken away from me.
Exactly. He keeps referring back to her in like this really weird way. She finds the earring.
Yes.
With the scraped and help.
Yeah.
He goes down. She looks at the picture and she notices it's the same earring.
Same earring. Shows the picture to the dude.
Well, no, exactly. He's like, I think he did something to her daughter. And he's like, no, his daughter left and, you know, everybody knew that. Blah, 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 blah. She's like, but look at this. And he's like, that's not his daughter.
That's another girl who went missing a while ago.
Yes, exactly. So now, spoiler, now John Goodman is a crazy murder rapist.
So he is a creepy kidnapping weirdo.
Yeah.
Because at this point, too, he's referring to Michelle in more maternal tones and keeps referring to her as, like, more of a child than, like you said, she's obviously a woman in her early 30s.
Yeah.
And, so he's a creepy, fucked up dude. So he could be... he is genuine in some ways. And how he's like, I'm, you know, just trying to stay safe and there's an attack outside.
Well, he does. He does want to keep her safe. He wants to keep her safe for fucked up reasons.
Yeah, for himself. So he can feel like a dad again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he does some things earnestly for real reasons, but then he also does some creepy things. And it's an interesting character, the Howard character.
Well, and then...
it's good for a good role for John Goodman. You don't get to see that much John Goodman.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you see a lot of John Goodman, but you don't get to see that much of movies.
Not good John Goodman these days.
Yeah, and he was good.
Yeah.
Very good. When he showed up, when he had been shaved...
at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, shit.
Well, we still got to get to that point.
But that was crazy. That what happened there.
Well, like, we're getting there because after, you know, she finds out.
She finds the earring and they're like, oh shit, he's a crazy kidnapping rapist.
Dude. And now the dude is like, oh my God, he is a crazy kidnapping rapist.
So what are we going to do? There is an attack outside. Because by that point, that's when she like got to the door.
Well, before that she'd gone.
That's again in the trailer when she smashes the bottle on him and makes her run for the door. And he's like, no, don't let him in.
And there's some lady there.
And then there's some lady.
And she's like, oh my God, there are people outside.
But her skin's
and she starts knocking like, come save me, come save me. And the fucking weird lady with the crazy face comes up and she's like, no, you save me.
Yeah. She was like wanting to be let in, but she looked all crazy. And then she smashed her.
She smashed her own fucking skull in on the door.
That was crazy.
Well,
I was like, whoa. So that's what like helped turn her for a while. Like, okay, maybe I do need to stay in this bunker.
Yeah.
This guy's cool. But then find the help and the picture and the earring. It's like, that's something, daughter. Like, oh my God. So then she sees the shower curtain with the ducky thing on it.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can turn that into a bio suit.
But first, we got to get him to throw it away.
Oh yeah, so they talked him into
oh well, you know, she was up there with the air filter, she could be contaminated.
She probably contaminated the shower. You'll be in that shower. What, do you want to die? You should throw away all that stuff. Very, they use this predictable doomsday behavior against him.
Yes,
very smart, very smart. And then they got it, and then over some period of time, again, it felt like days almost. Over a long period of time, they were trying to construct that into a suit. But Howard finds some of the tools and like what's going on and confronts them via a very, you know, very aggressive way of having them roll out the barrel.
Vat of acid that eats anything.
Yeah, some sort of, what did he say? It was a fuel of some sort?
Well, yeah, they're like, it's a, it turns into rocket fuel somehow.
Somehow.
Like maybe it's one of the byproducts of.
From his time working in the Navy.
It's highly flammable and super corrosive. It's the same stuff they used in Breaking Bad.
It's the same type
barrel.
Of...
yeah, this stuff that will eat anything biologic, but it won't eat through plastic.
That certain type of plastic.
Yeah.
It's got to be a certain type of plastic. And he throws the tools in there and it's like, and they bubble up. And he's like, you're going to tell me what you guys are doing or you're going in the barrel.
And dude was like, oh, I... there's this hot chick here. She's the only one. I'm going to sacrifice myself.
Yeah, he does.
I'm going to be chivalrous. He's like, listen, it was my fault, I did it, blah, 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 you know.
It's like, I was trying to get your gun from you.
Make, so I could feel powerful, something blah, like blah, that. Blah, yada, yada, yada. He just asked for forgiveness, and then John Goodman blows his face off.
Or he says, oh, he says, I forgive you, though, doesn't he? Yeah, it's like, he I does, accept like, it. I accept your apology.
Boom.
And then, and then he blew his face off. Shot him right in the nose.
Yep. And then
right between the eyes.
Stuffed his body in the acid.
Yeah, good times. Well, I mean, we don't see that. But we get a shot of, like, the body already in the acid, like, some of it near the top, and she's like bubbling,
and that's it.
And that's it. Not that graphic, actually. Yeah, no. It's more or less to the imagination type of stuff. So at that point, it's like, oh shit, you know.
Well, and then John,
this guy's not a murderer.
Yeah, and then John Goodman starts being like, "This is the way it was always supposed to be, just you and me."
Yeah, that was creepy. He's like, "See, he said he confessed he wanted to hurt us."
Yep.
Poor her. So she finishes a suit, but just as she finishes it, pretty much he like walks in on her.
Yep.
She like tries to hide. She tries to hide everything, but he's finding everything that she's trying to hide. And
he's at this point in time, he goes clean shaven. He starts wearing collared shirts.
Yeah, this is when he shows up clean shaven, like, collared shirt. Yeah.
It's daddy time.
Yeah. I'm full on in dad mode. But then finds her suit under the mattress. And did she run? Like, what happened? She ran into. How did they get back to the barrel from that point? They got back to the barrel somehow.
Well, okay, hang on a second.
But that's important.
She, because she goes in the room, she punch, kick, grabs, starts running.
She just ran out of she ran out of her room.
Yeah.
Across the bunker.
Mm-hmm.
Into his room.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was looking for something?
Probably going for the keys. No, wait, no, she was going for that freezer stuff. Because in the beginning,
to freeze the lock, because
he had that anecdotal story about this stuff, and you can freeze locks. We used to break them.
Used to freeze locks on the doors of bathrooms that like superior officers were in. Yeah, and they'd be stuck in there. And she needed to break a lock to get out.
Yeah.
Okay. So she went looking for that. John Goodman comes like stumbling after her, and this part's pretty awesome when she kicks over the barrel.
Yeah.
The acid shull over the ground. And he's like, oh, and he falls face first into it. And you're like, no, he's in the super corrosive.
It's going stuff. To eat his skin.
It's eating him. It's horrible. And then they show him later, like he stands up and he's chasing after her. I was expecting much more of a. Remember that part in RoboCop where the dude drives the truck into the vat of like toxic waste, and then he comes out and he's like a melty man.
Yeah.
And he's like,
that's what you were looking for.
Yeah. I was looking for like melty man to come out with like chunks of skin falling off of him.
Yeah, I know.
His side of his face was a little fucked up.
Yeah.
He actually didn't look too bad. And I was like, hey, you know, considering what just happened. Considering what just happened, I think he made it out okay.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like he was face first into it.
Yeah.
Like his nose and all that should have been gone. You know? Like Two-Face type of look. But anyway. So she gets into the vents. She has her suit.
Yeah, at this point in time, John Goodman's chasing her with a knife.
With a knife, stabbing the knife through the vents. Which was very fun, like, oh shit, I get any second now. But of course, he doesn't get her.
No.
And she manages to get out of there.
And somehow the room catches on fire. I don't remember how that happened.
The acid stuff was like leaking out of past him on the ground, out of the bedroom into the common area.
Oh, the it ate through the.
It ate through the wire that was feeding the lamp.
Yeah.
And it just shit sparked up.
Yep, the whole thing.
Because, like you said, it was very flammable. Yeah. And all that shit just caught on fire. Which actually, that led to one of my favorite moments in the movie, which is when she finally does get out and she's above ground and she's like kind of behind a car and there's like, there's a rumble and then at the front entrance to the bunker, like a fireball blows out
and then
there's a rumble underground and the camera follows
and then it goes to the back
and then it pops up and it's like a huge explosion.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
And John Goodman's definitely dead by that point.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he is flambé.
Yeah, he's crisp. So then she gets out and she sees the car left behind by the crazy chick who smashed her face.
Well, I mean, first she's in her suit.
She puts her suit on.
And she's running around because, you know, nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah, that was crazy. Outside. Yeah, at that point, that was crazy. When she gets outside and
she rips her suit and starts freaking out. She's like Martian style. Like, oh my God, I'm going to decompress.
Yeah. All this toxic air is going to get into my suit and kill me.
And then she hears birds chirping.
The birds are still alive.
And the birds are flying around.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, well, air must be pretty good to breathe.
She takes her mask off and she's cool.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, maybe everything's not so bad. And then you hear another weird noise.
Yeah.
And some lights come from, and then it's that scene with the lights from the back of the house.
And then the thing is, at one point, like while they're underground, they hear noises above, and sometimes it's, she's convinced it's a car. Yeah. But at another point, it sounds kind of weird. And John Goodman's like, oh, that could be aliens sending down their phase two to, like, now they're doing the sweeps.
The Martians.
The Martian sweep, you know? And at that point, I was like, oh, it's definitely aliens. Even bringing it up, it's aliens and stuff. You know? And then, yes, and then she hears the crazy noise. It sounds like it's out of a Transformers movie. She gets up on a car, and she does the awesome thing where she's like, I don't know what that is. Let me get in the car and put myself in full view.
So it can see me, and I can see it.
And wave it down, just in case, you know, just in case it's benevolent.
Yeah. No.
No, it's not.
It drops the weird worm dog thing.
Yeah, that's where the worm dog thing came from. And it was, like, chasing her around the yard, and she's, like, trying to get away from it and shit. And then she's running towards the house because she sees some lights. She thinks it's people in the house, but it's a spaceship behind the house.
Yeah.
And that's the one with the mouth on it, right?
Yes.
That's a crazy mouth one?
Yeah.
And then it's releasing that
weird green gas. That weird. Must be the stuff that...
That was killing people.
Yeah.
The actual gas. So she had to put her shit back on. Yep. That was a crazy moment. It's like, oh shit, there is gas. No, you took the mask off.
Yep.
So what happened?
Then she goes back into John Goodman's car.
Because now it's important. Now this is the point where she defeats the spaceship and the alien.
Well, it's because she's looking for a way to get away.
Yeah, she's just trying to get away.
So she goes to John Goodman's car first.
Into the truck.
And the alien grabs the car.
Yes. The spaceship.
The spaceship alien grabs the car.
And starts
picking her up, like, up to his mouth.
Yes.
And that's when she looks back and sees her bottle of very high-proof whiskey. Stuffs a paper towel
turns
in it.
Turns into a Molotov cocktail.
Throws it inside, and alien explodes.
I guess there's something inside the alien
that... Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
It so flammable.
Well, I mean, if it's, you know, if it is this biological being, which it is, you know, I guarantee you, you know, it's probably methane pockets in there. It's got a digestive tract and all those things.
Something going on that could be ignited.
Uh-huh.
All right, because it exploded.
Yeah, it did.
What happened to the worm dog alien thing that was on the ground? Because there was a moment where, like, it grabbed her mask off her face.
Yeah.
But then she was in the truck, and then the truck went up into the thing, and she blew it up, and she hit the ground. She got back to the other car. Worm dog was gone.
Yeah. Well, because it came off of that.
The spaceship. So maybe it went back into the spaceship.
Maybe.
Maybe. A lot was happening there at the end. The last 15 minutes of the movie, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
They're like throwing shit at you all of a sudden.
And then she gets in the car and starts to drive away, and she hears the radio broadcast.
Yeah, like she's finally safe, and she hears the emergency broadcast. It's like, get to Baton Rouge, get to the north, get to Baton Rouge. That's where we have a safe zone, and we're safe. But also, if you have any battle experience, we could use your help in Houston, because we were taken back. The southern seaboard.
And she's just like, well, I guess I just destroyed one of those motherfuckers.
She's like, I got battle experience. That was awesome, actually. I really like that ending where she was like...
Oh, battle or medic experience. She's got a medical experience, too. She knows how to sew.
She knows how to stitch a wound now.
Yeah.
So, I actually like that where she was like, she could go on to safety. Either way, the movie's over, but she could go on to safety and everything's cool. And hopefully, you know, everything will be worked out. Or she can go help. Work shit out with her little bit of experience.
Help fight the aliens.
Help join the resistance.
Yeah.
What if she goes on to be some sort of like high-ranking officer in the human resistance against the aliens?
She very well could be.
She's like the Lady John Connor of this 10 Cloverfield Lane universe.
Let's see where this Cloverfield universe takes us, Chris.
See, that's the thing now. So if they make more Cloverfield movies, I don't think they're going to make a 10 Cloverfield Lane 2.
No, it's going to be...
We'll never get a story that continues this alien thing.
Probably not.
You know, well, not.
Maybe, because if this is all in the Cloverfield universe, then I'm assuming that the big monster was just the one in New York. You know, these little monsters might be all over the country, all over the world.
So it could
be a full on.
So you think while this was going on at 10 Cloverfield Lane, the monster in New York City was rampaging?
Yes.
So it's a bunch of stories, a bunch of crazy things happening at the same time all around the world.
Yes.
Okay, I can see that.
It's an alien invasion.
That could be fun.
Told
but this is,
in
I,
separate stories.
I don't think they want to narrow it down to alien invasion, though. I think they want to keep it just genre.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. I think that's their intent. We'll have to find out. Now we need a sample set. So we need a third movie. We need a third Cloverfield-related movie. And see what they do with that. To see, are they going to go again with a monster alien type thing? Or are they going to do something else that's still some crazy genre story, but doesn't, you know?
I was about to say, I mean, this is... the only thing that made this a Cloverfield movie was the fact that there were those weird aliens at the end.
Well, I think...
And the name, Clover, 10 Cloverfield Lane.
I think other it's than, more like a tone
yeah.
type thing, you know, like you know, like the Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Twilight Zone episodes are all different stories, but you can tell when you're watching like a Twilight Zone type of thing,
yeah.
you know. A lot of people are even describing 10 Cloverfield Lane as very Twilight Zone-ish because it's that type of kind of high concept thing, but yeah. still told in a small way, just a few characters in a bunker.
I was about to say.
You know, yeah. But
I think there were four people in that entire movie.
I think that might be another thing. Maybe that'll be another thing that identifies a Cloverfield type of thing where it's like a big story with big implications, but it's being told through the lens of like a small group of characters yeah. and a smaller story. Because Cloverfield, yeah, it's a monster rampaging. But the quote story, the plot is about
that kid.
The,
he's in love.
The kid's in love, and he's trying to get to his girlfriend, who's stuck in a building somewhere.
Well, you know, it's not his girlfriend anymore.
Yeah, his ex-girlfriend or something. He, you know, whatever. They're together in death.
It's complicated.
Facebook. It's complicated. Status is complicated in the afterlife. I think it, you know, might be that type of thing. You know,
well, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, I mean, only the future will tell, Chris.
Yeah, in a few years, another few years, maybe we'll get another movie with Cloverfield in the title.
Or maybe we won't.
Maybe we won't. Maybe this will be it. Maybe just these two movies, and we'll never get an actual Cloverfield 2 or an 11 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah.
It's the farmhouse across the street and the shit that happened at the same time. They had a totally other thing going on in 11 Cloverfield Lane. And then they go back across the street the other way, 12 Cloverfield Lane. It's another...
It's a whole other thing. All these people are just living on this one street that's been cursed with aliens?
Yes. Well, it's all on the same night. They all just happen to have crazy different stories happening in each farmhouse. Well, I don't know why. I don't know. I thought it was fun. I really enjoyed the movie.
It was good.
I thought it was cool.
I liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Did you? Yeah. Expectations were a little lower?
Yeah.
That's always good. That always helps.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
It was good to see that guy. The third guy, he was on...
The guy in the newsroom?
Newsroom, yeah.
Newsroom guy, John Gallagher Jr.
Sure, if you say so.
I do say so.
Okay.
As does his parents.
Huh? I don't know his name.
He's John Gallagher Sr.'s son.
Okay.
That's who he is.
Because we know who that guy is.
Yeah, he's John Gallagher Sr. That's why we have a John Gallagher Jr. Anything else you want to mention? Anything cool or fun? The acid was... and they played Life. That was... score was pretty good. I enjoyed the music and
the puzzles,
and there's puzzle and
John Goodman's all here.
I'm John Goodman.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
There you go. So there you go, guys. That was your spoiler episode for 10 Cloverfield Lane, and we'll be back with episode 167 this weekend coming up. It's gonna be good times. Thank you, Drew. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Where can people find you online?
At antihero419 all over the internet.
Hit me up on Twitter at IamChrisCrespo and hit up the show on Twitter at Crespediso and follow us on Facebook, Cinema Crespediso. We're out of here, guys. See you soon. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.